Previously on the Field of Darkness, our heroes continued to look for their next magical piece and along the way met some new friends with some tragic backstories. In the end, they came face to face with some animated shrubbery. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Field of Darkness. I am your DM. Today with me is Chipper.
I'm in with the hit crit.
And Arabella. Today, as you could have seen by the title of the video, we are actually continuing the story. It took a long 10 hours later on. So if you remember from last time, they were in the middle of combat, and as you heard, Starlight is not with us today.
Boo-hoo. And also, I have an awesome game-breaking idea that the DM has approved that will break the game. So all I need is a spell that druids or barbarians cannot acquire. So that's kind of sad.
Okay, so we're just gonna get back into combat. Chipper just went, dealing some nice damage to the an awakened tree. So next up in the order is Arabella. Arabella, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Do you have your character sheet?
Sure. Yeah, I do. Can I Hold on. Can I cast a spell? I don't know what to do.
Yes. I don't know. Can you?
Can you? Yes, you can. You're a cleric. You can cast.
Oh, I'm a cleric. Spells. I know.
You can cast spells.
Can I? Oh, wait. I can't. Why do I always want to cast this one spell? I don't know why.
Okay. Vicious Mockery.
I always want to cast Vicious Mockery. I'm like, nope, don't have that.
Maybe next campaign you should play a bard where you can actually have Vicious Mockery.
I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna be a cleric again, but
be a druid. Druids are gamer.
I mean druids aren't that gamer.
Would you say to me?
Haha, get wrecked.
Just play a compilation of every time I've broken your game.
Can I cast?
Not gonna happen, Chipper.
Hold up. Why can't I find anything? Okay, can I cast? What's it called? Can I cast Guiding Bolt?
Yes, you can cast Guiding Bolt. So, to do so, roll a d20. What are you attacking? The Shambling Mound or the Awakened Tree?
Wait, discussion time. The Awakened Tree is prone to fire. Chipper is on fire because I have a bunch of fire spells. Therefore, you should attack the Shambling Mound.
Yeah,
it's up to you, though.
I was going to do that because I thought that they were fire. Yeah, so I will do what Chipper has just said.
Okay, so, please roll a d20 attack roll.
Oh my gosh, 18. That's not that good.
Was that before or after you added your plus 7?
That was before. I didn't know how to add that.
Okay, so you got a 25, which does most certainly hit.
Or does it? It does.
Please roll damage. Which is 4d6, which is the squares.
Yes.
In the wise words of me, man, that's a lot of damage.
The first one, I got a 5.
5.
The second one, another 5.
10. Nice.
4.
4. 14.
3.
This is 7. 17 damage. That's pretty good.
Where is it?
That minus that equals that equals that.
Math with the DM.
That minus that equals that plus that equals that minus another that is that.
Wow.
So, yeah. Arabella just went. Next in the order after Arabella is Princess Delice. Let's see, what is Delice going to do today and to whom?
Murder someone, I presume.
I mean, that is like how you play D&D. God, she does not have very good spells.
Make her run up to the tree and hug it. The power of friendship overcomes all.
What type of damage is that? Is that lightning damage or thunder damage? Is thunder damage even a thing? I think that's lightning damage. All of her spells are lightning damage. Well then, she is going to use Bardic Inspiration. Yeah. So, Chipper, just like a little bit of location. You're right in front. You used Flame Blade, so you're right in front of the Awakened Tree, which hasn't done any movement. Arabella, you are still far away from it, from them, and what you're within, yeah, you're still 60 feet away from it, and Starlight is with you. So Chipper, you're in the most danger, and then the other four are with you as well.
Danger is my middle name.
Probably not actually true, but Delice is going to give Bardic Inspiration to, let's actually see who she gives Bardic Inspiration to. She's going to give Bardic Inspiration to Fan, another NPC. So that's her action. Next in the order is Irma. Irma is next. And what Irma is going to do is fly up to the creature and use her claws. Two separate attacks for the claws. Add 7 and the damage is 1d6 plus 4. Wait,
we are wrecking this thing.
And this is to the shambling mound.
Roll off my table.
That's a 4 plus 7, which is an 11, which does not hit. Swing and a miss with her first claw. 19 plus 7, 26. That's a hit. So 1d6 plus 4, 10 damage. So it has that much health left. Next, after Irma, this is like a while of NPCs now. Wahalda, the werewolf. She is going to use one bite and one claw attack. So the bite to start, like, so, another location check. Irma is flying in the air in front of the Shambling Mound, right above Chipper, who is holding his flame blade.
Idea.
Oh no.
Irma and I should do some epic air combo. That would look really cool if it was like made into a cartoon.
And then Wahalda is running up to the Shambling Mound as well and is going to be right next to Chipper. While Starlight and Arabella and Delise and Fan are still 60 feet away. So that
How dare you forget Arabella's name?
I didn't. 17 plus 5 is 22, which hits, the bite hits, so that's 1d8 plus 2, that's another 10 damage to the Shambling Mound. And now the claw attack, that's a 12 plus 5, 17, which also hits, and that is 2d4 plus 2. 1, 2, that's 5 damage. You are very much wrecking this creature. So now it is the awakened tree's turn. What is the awakened tree going to do? It has like one attack. It's going to attack Chipper, the one creature that's attacked it. Does a 22 hit?
A 22? So I don't remember if my shield is out or not, but either way, that would still hit.
Okay, so...
That's a lot of damage. Oh wait, I kind of need a pencil.
Yeah, you do.
Where's my d4?
Chipper, you are going to get hit for 8 damage.
8? Ha. Weak. My middle name is 8 damage.
Okay.
Yeah, don't think that's true.
Yeah, not so sure about that. But the Shambling Mound is up next and is also going to attack you, Chipper.
No.
Multi-attack. So it's going to slam at you twice. What's your armor class without your shield? Because I don't think you drew your shield.
Without my shield, I'm pretty sure I took out all my I took off all my armor. So 19.
19. Okay, so nat 20 for the first attack. So you're going to start, take 4d8 plus 4. Just gonna
4d8
plus 4. And then next attack, crit failure. So you're only going to take 4d8 plus 4.
That's like really polar, nat 20, crit failure.
Yeah, and it's actually how much damage, it's less than the amount of damage you would have taken if both attacks had hit. Because if both attacks had hit, you would have taken 4d8 plus 8 damage. So you actually got really lucky.
My middle name is Luck.
Oh my goodness, Chipper, what is your middle name?
My middle name is Luck, 8 damage fear or something?
So, Chipper, that's another 9, 12, 17, 20 damage.
Oh my heck. Please no. Do I have to call on the power of Harry Truman and Doris Day again?
I don't think you can. You were in a church and... and yeah, that's not going to happen. So the shambling mound has gone, dealt a lot of damage to Chipper. And next in the order is Fayen. Fayen is going to cast Firebolt at the awakened tree.
Didn't you say Bardic Inspiration?
That was Delise.
Ah.
That was all wild. A picture of someone's eyes.
So, three, and then add 7. Does that hit? I don't think a 10 will hit. Yeah, a 10 does not hit. Wait, but she can add her Bardic Inspiration. To hit, she has to get that much on the Bardic Inspiration die. Just need to make sure that that is what the Bardic Inspiration die is. No, it's a
You're the inspiration.
What?
She got a 7.
It's my daily song.
Fan got a 7 on the Bardic Inspiration die, so she does hit. For 2d10 damage, fire damage, which in reality will be 4d10 fire damage, because that's how double damage works.
Wait, she's attacking my tree? How dare she?
It's not your tree. Don't get
salty. I own the tree.
No, you don't. So that's
the I don't get salty, I get sugary.
That's a 14 damage. Okay. Next in the order after Fan is Starlight. So, who's going to control Starlight for this attack?
I think Arabella should do the honors. She is a wonderful person.
Arabella, you get to decide what Starlight is going to do. Do you want her to cast
Starlight's
a spell?
I'm sorry, what?
What do you want Starlight to do?
I mean, she could run around in circles while we just like do some deeper stuff and go, yeah.
Make her run into a tree.
Or she could jump on the tree and like pick the leaves. I'm joking, come on.
I mean, are you though?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. What are you?
5% better.
What spells does Starlight have? Because magic missile, right? Is that like a cantrip?
That's not a cantrip. That's a first level spell.
What cantrip does she have?
Acid Splash, Fireball, Light, and Enchant.
She should do Acid Splash on the
Okay, on the shambling mound or the awakened tree?
On the thing! I said
thing. The shambling mound.
Okay, yeah. So I'll roll. So I'm going to roll. And for Acid Splash. Wait, no, the creature has to make a saving throw. Because that is how the thing works. And I don't think mounds are very dexterous, like I said in the last one. Yeah, -1. Let's see. Yeah, that does not succeed. So that's going to be 2d6 acid damage. Because it's an acid splash. The first one's a 4. And the next one's a 3. That's 7 damage.
This thing better be dead soon.
Oh, it's not going to be.
Imagine if it's one of those things that are like, it regenerates health points unless it takes fire damage, in which case it just takes regular damage, and we've just been hitting it with everything except for fire damage.
No, it's resistant to fire damage.
Well then.
I told you that. Okay, next up, after Starlight, Chipper! What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? They're coming for you.
I sing the songs here.
Run, Chipper. Run, they're coming for you.
Please stop.
Gargoyles, they're coming for you.
Oh no, my worst fear. I'm such a great actor. I should be on Criminal Minds as a guest star. Oh wait, it actually didn't. That's kind of depressing. Anyway, wait. Oh yeah, I have my flame blade.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could attack the tree or the mound.
I'm going to attack the tree because it takes two to make a thing go right. Okay, there's my episode Lee song, and that did not roll well. It just keeps falling off, and I am rage quitting. Oh my. I'm like banging into stuff. Oh my. I'm okay.
What is happening?
Not to go on the blooper reel. Okay, I got a 15 plus whatever.
A 15, that hits. Even a 15 by itself would hit.
Okay, I think it's like 3d6, so.
For Flame Blade, I can check for you.
I actually have it right here. 3d6 fire damage, yeah. But okay, since it's like prone or whatever,
it's vulnerable to fire damage, so that's gonna be 6d6.
Okay, keep these numbers in mind. 5.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Yep.
1.
Got it. 3 plus 1, 4, 7. 17, that's 19 damage.
Sick.
So that's going to be that much health left. Wow. You're destroying the tree, but not so much the shambling mound.
I'm the only person hitting the tree, and it's like 5v1 on the shambling mound, and like not almost dead. Like, how does that make sense?
Because people aren't hitting all of their attacks. So it's Arabella's turn. Arabella, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Probably, I want to use Guiding Bolt again, but I don't know if that's the right thing to do.
I mean, as I've stated before, this is not the last fight you are going to be in.
No, that's why I don't think it's the right thing to do. How about, can I do, healing? Wait, no, that's stupid.
I mean, Chipper could use some healing. He's taken 30 damage.
I could use some healing.
Do you deserve it, though? I don't think you do.
Been a good friend to you.
I mean, you kind of did a very bad impression of me. But I am still planning to kill you on.
Anyway, what are you going to do, Arabella?
I'll heal Chipper.
Chipper. You're going to heal Chipper. So, are you going to use what spell?
Wait, what?
What spell are you going to use? Personally, I think it might be a better idea to just attack the creature instead of healing Chipper. Mainly because you'd have to get all the way up close because you have to touch Chipper to heal him.
Can I
or use healing word. And that's a spell slot you might not want to do.
I do use Healing Word, though.
Okay, you're going to use Healing Word on Chipper. So he's going to regain 1d4 plus 4 hit points. Or you could go up close to Chipper and use Cure Wounds, which will heal him for more. Or you could
use Cure Wounds.
Or you could wait until this fight is over and then use something that will heal everybody.
Oh, I'm gonna wait till the fight's over. I think I wanna do something to attack.
So you have Guiding Bolt, Sacred Flame.
Yeah, I was gonna see if I could do Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame on the tree or the shambling mound? Because I...
The mound, because the tree and fire, not... Yeah.
The tree will die sooner if you
fire. Didn't Shipper say in the beginning...
The shambling mound has resistance to fire.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Kill the mound.
No, use Sacred Flame on the awakened tree.
No, because I'm 1v1ing the tree and you lobby focus the shambling mound, and then once I demolish, I'm trying to think of a hip cool kid term. Once I demolish the tree, go lobby focus on Benji Fishy the shambling mound.
Anyway, do what you do. So I think you should attack the awakened tree. Don't listen to what Chipper's saying. So the way Sacred Flame works is, one action casting time, 60 feet. Flame-like radiance descends on a creature that you can see within range. It has to make a dexterity saving throw. So I'm going to make a dexterity saving throw for the awakened tree. It has -2 dexterity. If it passes, that's crazy. It got a 12. The spell save DC was 15. It did not succeed. So it's going to take 2d8 damage. Please roll 2d8 damage, or I can roll 2d8 damage. Whichever you want.
You're like a rapper.
Arabella, please roll 2d8 for damage.
I don't think I want to do that. I'm joking. I will do that. What am I doing?
2d8.
I thought, okay. Sorry, I'm just making sure if I can find a d8. Alright, so I got a 8. Oh, wait. I got... Not going my thing. Alright. A 4.
A 4.
Oh my god, it's disgusting. How many of these am I rolling?
I'm sorry. 2.
2, so 12.
Yeah.
8 and 4, 12. And you killed the awakened tree.
Yeah!
Wait, No, did you go for the awakened tree?
Yes, she did.
She did? How dare you? That was my tree. I own the tree.
Nobody owns anything.
Well, not, you don't anymore. You not, no.
And you know what? No, you don't deserve my insert something here.
The awakened tree is dead. Now you gotta lobby focus the shambling mound.
Lobby focus the pro Fortnite player.
So it is Delise's turn, and Delise is going to cast Vicious Mockery. Because Delise actually has Vicious Mockery. The shambling mound needs to make a wisdom saving throw. I don't know if a shambling mound is very wise. No, plus zero, got a 14. What was the save was 15, so it has to take 2d4 damage. Like psychic damage or something. And that's 1 and 4, so it takes 5 damage. That's decent, but not great. It has that much health left. After Delise, it's Irma's turn. Irma, once again, double clawing at the thingy, Mabob. First attack. 9 plus 7, that's a 16, which hits. So that's 1d6 plus 4, that's 10 damage. And then second attack, that's 15 plus 7, 22, also hits, which is 6 damage. So what's that minus that? That's something with a 6 in it. Yeah, not much health left. So now after Irma, it is Wahalda's turn, the werewolf from out of sight. So bite and claw attacks, but this time it's going to do a double bite because it has multi-attack. First attack, 9 plus 5, a 14, that does not hit. Right? Yeah, 14 does not hit. So second attack, my d20 drops from the floor. That's really annoying. Why did it have to do that?
Technically,
dropped
on the floor, not the die.
Oh, 18 plus 5, 23, that hits. So 1d8 plus 2. 2 damage. No, 9 damage. Decent. So after Wahalda, it is the Shambling Mound. Who's the Shambling Mound going to attack? So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 creatures that are against it. So I'm going to roll a d6 and add 1.
Dreams Minecraft Manhunt in 2022 be like, this video, 7 of my friends try to hunt me down.
Don't get that. But it's going to attack Wahalda. Wahalda, so the Shambling Mound is going to try and slam it. Slam Wahalda. Wahalda's armor class is 16. It rolled a 2 plus 7, 9. Does it add 7? Yeah, it adds 7. 9. A 9 does not hit. It only needs to roll a 9 to hit. Because if it rolls a 9, it adds 7, which gets 16. It rolled a 3. It didn't hit once. That's incredible. Now it's Fan's turn. Fan doesn't have very many goods. Fan's going to go up to the thing and cast Poison Spray. Yeah. So it has to roll a Constitution saving throw. Constitution is like one of its only good skills. Oh, it succeeds that Constitution saving throw. So I think it only takes half. Or take one, wait, it takes no damage if it fails, or if it succeeds. In your hand toward a creature you can see within range and project a puff of noxious gas from your palm. Creature must succeed on a constitution. Oh, it takes no damage. That's sad. Now it's Starlight's turn. What is Starlight going to do?
My turn to manipulate her.
Okay, what are you going to make Starlight do? Spell or normal attack?
Probably a spell. Oh wait, firebolt is a fire damage, which I don't want to do. Cantrip.
Acid splash is the only other cantrip she has.
Does she have any weapons? Let's see.
Actions. I think she has like a quarter staff.
Let's just do acid splash.
Yeah, acid splash. What saving throw do I have to make? I have to make dex. 16 dex saving throw. I rolled a 16, but this thing has a negative 1 dex, so it's a 15.
Sick, dude.
So now I take 2d6 damage.
I will roll that. 5.
5.
1.
5 and 1, 6 damage. Yeah, incredible. So next in the order is Chipper. It's your turn.
Okay, so since this thing is resistant to fire, I will use my two attack spear because that is epic. So I get two attacks on it, even if I hit or miss.
Wait, so your flame blade is actually still out because you don't have to concentrate on holding your weapon. So you can make, so now you're dual wielding. In one hand you have your double-sided spear, and in one hand you have your flame blade.
I can do that?
Yes.
So wait, do I get like three attacks?
No, you only get two attacks. But you're just holding all of them.
One with the flame blade and one with the spear, or just
no,
two attacks?
No, just two with the spear. You don't get to attack with the flame blade if you're attacking with the spear.
Okay, I mean, it looks sick if I have the flame blade.
Yeah, it looks sick. If anybody wants to draw it, go ahead.
I will,
D20 attack roll.
Oh yeah, I forget how to play D&D. Okay, so, plus six. I don't want to talk about it.
Why did you roll? It is your turn, Arabella.
That's not my name.
It is your name, Arabella.
No, it's not. My name's...
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
No, it's not. Arabella, what? It's your turn. What are you going to do?
It's my turn. I'm going to just... Yeah, I'm going to... I already healed Chip. Wait, did I do that? No, I didn't do that. Never
mind. No, you didn't, and I called you special, so you should.
Don't heal Chipper.
Yeah, that's right. Chipper. Yeah, Chipper. What'd you get? I don't know what to do. I mean, I do know what to do. I'm gonna heal Chipper.
Don't heal Chipper! Attack the creature!
Thank you for healing me.
I mean, I don't know because you're kind of saying attack the creature and you're kind of crazy and I don't want to listen to a crazy person. So, I think I'm gonna go with healing Chipper.
Okay, using what? Cure Wounds or Healing Word?
Healing Word.
Cure Wounds is better.
Which one is lower level?
That's you. Yeah, I like to disagree.
Okay, you're going to heal him for 1d4 plus 4 health. Roll that.
Oh no, don't fall off this thing. Die. It's this square. No.
It's the triangle.
Yeah. I'm gonna say. Let's see, I hate to roll this thing. And we have latte quattro.
Oh, thanks.
You regain 8 health points.
Wait, I can't do math. You're very special, Arabella.
Yay, I'm special! Woo. I'm special! Woo. I'm special, I'm a snowflake, I'm special.
Okay, after Arabella is Delise. Delise is going to cast,
55 million.
No, it's going to cast Vicious Mockery. Wisdom saving throw. Ugh.
No, 55 million.
13. Might plus 0. 13 does not succeed. It's going to take 2d4 damage.
Wait, I have a question.
3 damage. What's your question?
What if you don't exceed? You said that does not exceed, but what if you're not exceeding?
I said succeed.
I know.
Not exceed.
I know. I'm referring. I don't know why.
Now it's Irma's turn. Irma.
No, I'm referring back to earlier. What if you're the one that's messing up everything?
I might be.
Exactly. I think we should know that, right, Chipper?
We should.
Yeah, we should.
Anyway.
The game is rigged. I want to recount.
Anyway, double claw attack from Irma.
Sounds like you're saying someone else.
16, that hits. So 1d6 plus 4.
Where even are you?
8,
nowhere.
So
who?
The DM.
DM?
Now it is the second claw attack.
What?
12 plus 7 is 19. Another hit. So 9 damage this time. That would be okay. Next in the order after Irma is Wahalda, as y'all probably know already. So double bite attack. First attack. 9 plus 5, a miss. 14 does not hit. Second attack, 12 plus 5, 17, that does hit. 8 plus 2, 1 damage. Plus 2 is 3 damage. Next, after Wahalda, the shambling mound. Going to attack Wahalda again. 18, that hits. 18 plus 7, 25. That's gonna hit. And the Shambling Mound is going to deal 2d8 plus 4 damage. 4, 5, wait. 4 plus 7, 11 plus 4 is 15 damage. 15 damage to Wahalda.
Jeez, this thing is like, how?
What's 74 minus 15? I don't feel like doing math right now.
59?
Yeah,
I think.
That sounds right. Yeah. So now it is Fan's turn. Fan is going to cast Poison Spray. Constitution saving throw from this creature. 7 plus 3, yeah, 10 does not succeed. That's 2d12s. The first d12 is a 4. And the thing is, the shambling mound is dead.
Finally.
You successfully defeated the shambling mound.
Please tell me everything is restored.
What do you mean? All the hit points? Like,
HP and spell slots?
No. No.
You're cruel.
I know.
Thank you all for watching this episode.
Yeah. Make sure to keep those dice rolling.